In the lunchtime edition, importers complain of significant delays in clearing containers from the Bridgetown port, warning additional container costs could further increase the cost of goods. The National Council on Substance Abuse on alert for the possibility that two new dangerous synthetic drugs discovered elsewhere could reach these shores. And undocumented Barbadians in the U.S. bracing for the impact of President Trump's deportation plan, but are cautiously optimistic. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. An importer is complaining of significant delays in clearing containers from the Bridgetown port and warns that the additional container rental costs when passed on to the consumer could further increase the cost of goods. Richard Ashby, managing director of Hills Millen and Lionel C. Hill Supermarket, says the situation with no cargo days at the port is particularly critical this week, largely due to docking berths being taken up by cruise ships, making it very difficult to have containers cleared. The port has previously pointed out in a statement that when all berths are dedicated to cruise ships, those days are designated as no cargo days, where cargo vessels cannot discharge or load cargo during the day. Sources also tell Starcom Network News that along with a number of cruise ships having docked here and occupying space, the rough seas have also affected the docking of cargo ships, and the ongoing work at the port has limited the space for cargo operations. Mr. Ashby says the result is major issues getting cargo cleared.
That pushes the prices of the goods up because we got to pay demurrage. Nothing coming out the port. Demurrage, if you don't pull your container within 10 days, the port will hit you a demurrage. If you don't carry back the container in 10 days, the ship agent hits you with a demurrage. So you got two demurrages, port demurrage and shipping demurrage. Wednesday, Thursday, Fridays, all them days, port is closed because we have tour ships and can't get no container out. If you got 4 days there, you know how much money you got to pay in demurrage charges? That's adding up, of course, if I was on to the consumer.
Richard Ashby, managing director of Hills Millen and Lionel C. Hill Supermarket. The president of the Customs Brokers Association, Louis Ford, confirms the cargo delays and notes that the port has briefed stakeholders on the challenges.
All the no cargo days, the equipment is being used otherwise, so the port had pre-announced that there would be some additional days that they weren't able to deal with cargo. As you know, we got one port, we don't have a lot of berths, and we got a shared equipment. So it affects, and then recently we had issues with the high surf. That stopped some boats from docking as well. It's accumulated things, and also the port is doing some construction, and as explained by the CEO, that has taken up a lot of space. There's not a lot of operational space. Processing space in the port right now. As the terminal operations manager had just explained to us, there's a cargo site that people have been worried about that's parked on the outside, but they don't have a lot of space for the cars to come off that boat.
He confirmed that additional container costs could affect consumer prices, but noted the port waives some cargo storage costs.
The importer said the demurrage was sent up. The cost of goods, yes, obviously it does, and the port doesn't have any control over that. But the one thing they have control over is the excess storage by them, and they have been quite willing to assist persons to waive it where it is their fault. The demurrage is the international system of collecting rent on containers, which we have no influence on. And it's a pity some things you have to pay, but each importer, though, if they're a major importer, should go to their shipping lanes and negotiate better terms for the demurrage if it becomes an issue. And hopefully the shipping lanes will take them on.
The president of the Customs Brokers Association, Louis Ford, in the lunchtime edition. The National Council on Substance Abuse is closely monitoring the emergence of two new synthetic drugs, Xalazine and Xalacina, known by the street name Moxie, which was recently found in Argentina. The deputy manager of the NCSA, Troy Wickham, says they're currently investigating and hope the drugs are not here as yet. His comments came this morning during the NCSA's workshop on new psychoactive substances and the early warning systems as part of activities for Drug Awareness Month.
CCOD, which is the Inter-American Drug Abuse Control Commission, their arm of the early warning system, disseminated two reports 2 weeks ago, really, about two new synthetic cannabinoid drugs that has been discovered in Argentina. I can say that the hemisphere is actually actively investigating these two new psychoactive substances. As you know, that drugs are transshipped throughout the region, and it's important that we stay on the cutting edge as it relates to new psychoactive substances entering the local and the region for us. So we're currently investigating these drugs, and hopefully they're not on island as yet.
The deputy manager of the NCSA, Troy Wickham. Undocumented Barbadians living in the U.S., specifically the New York area, say they have not yet started to feel any effects of newly elected President Trump's deportation agenda, but remain concerned. Sam Clark, a member of the Caribbean Diaspora United, tells Starcom Network News that so far there has been no major activity within the Barbadian community.
I think the Barbadians up here are, you know, like any other immigrant population, will be concerned, those who are undocumented, et cetera. But I don't foresee, basically, when you hear from the different elected officials and local organizations up here, they don't foresee that swoop coming in now. As we know, the mayor of New York City is on board with the deportation of those with criminal records who are in prison, et cetera, like that. So New York City has had that sanctuary city. So basically the agencies, the local New York agencies cannot cooperate with ICE.
Mr. Clark says various agencies are already standing by.
I think they're focusing primarily on the criminal element. And I think there'll be a robust pushback from the Attorney General and various organizations and civil rights organizations here in New York City. I don't foresee that happening that much quickly as possible. And I think the president has stated that he would focus first on the criminal aspect of it.
Sam Clark, a member of the Caribbean Diaspora United. All refugees traveling to the U.S. or refugee travel to the U.S. is being suspended following an executive order from U.S. President Donald Trump. It means refugees with permission to enter the U.S. will not be allowed in, and the processing of new cases is suspended. Meanwhile, federal agencies are putting diversity staff on paid leave immediately. Our top stories. Local importers complain of significant delays in clearing containers from the Bridgetown port, warning additional container costs could further increase the cost of goods. The National Council on Substance Abuse on alert for the possibility that two new dangerous synthetic drugs discovered elsewhere could reach these shores. And undocumented Barbadians in the U.S. bracing for the impact of President Trump's deportation plan, but are cautiously optimistic. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Thank you so very much, Stetson. Don't miss The Latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.